This recording, Russia 36, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square, near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Coma Coma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure.
Hi, there is a little bit information about myself. I'm a student, and in next year I will take my exams. I hope that everything will be alright about it, because I'm trying so hard and, you know. I have a lot of different hobbies. For example, I like to draw. There are a lot of old sketchbooks in my room. I don't know what to do with them. All my friends love to draw too. We do it together. My next hobby is reading. I really like to read books, but I don't have that much time to do this. Also, I like to read books in English. The last one was a very famous book, The Catcher in the Rye. It was something new for me, and kinda interesting to read. And I guess, in the end, I would like to say something about my friends. There are many nice people around me. I like to spend time with them, I like to talk with them, and I guess we are something like a soulmate, you know. I'm a pretty happy person, even if life goes wrong sometimes. I just don't care about it and keep going in my way.
Привет! Позвольте рассказать немного о себе. Я 11-классница и в следующем году буду сдавать экзамены. Немного переживаю, но думаю, что все будет хорошо. У меня есть много разных хобби. Я люблю рисовать, читать книги. Также у меня есть много хороших друзей, с которыми я люблю проводить время. Я стараюсь никогда не унывать и всегда идти своей дорогой.